Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a special episode of FilmSack. It's not all that special. We do these all the time, but it's a commentary track. That means we're going to watch something together, and you're going to watch it with us, and we're going to have a good time. Hope everyone's having a nice weekend at BlizzCon. My name is Scott Johnson. Joining me, Randy, Brian, and Brian. Hello.
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 Hi.
We're going to do this now, and it's going to be fun. We've decided on an episode of Airwolf. You know the thing.
Airwolf.
One of those shows that we all saw as kids, except Brian Ibbett.
Apparently, my TV never picked up on any of these other classics. Yeah. Right?
He was over there watching Blue Thunder.
Yeah. Never got
so late.
You never got Knight Rider. You never saw A-Team. Like any of the classics, all totally out of his purview.
What is up with that? Like, we've talked about them individually, but what's the big picture for you? Did you grow up in a household that didn't get good reception for the TV?
No, it was just like there were other things that it's funny because I felt like I watched so much TV as a child that I'm surprised I didn't watch those shows. They just didn't have a pull for me. It was
you
like,
were watching Knott's Landing.
I'll be honest,
Island Dallas.
Yeah, it just did not. It did not pull me in. Like, oh, it's,
what were the shows
you
liked
driving around a van?
What was the show you liked the most then of that era?
Back when I was a kid, back in like 70s, early 80s.
Early 80s, like 83,
Mork
84.
Mork and Mindy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Fantasy Island, Love Boat.
You're giving me some hope. Okay.
Love Boat.
Isaac. All right. What are you saying?
Benson. Oh, yeah. Isaac.
Benson's good. Benson.
Benson. Okay. Soap.
Soap.
How did I watch all of these plus the things I've watched this week? You thought you watched too much TV.
I don't know what else I was watching.
I watched all those same things plus the things that you didn't. I don't know what happened.
I know.
Did you watch Street Hawk?
What is Street Hawk?
How about Manimal?
Manimal?
Yeah, I did watch Manimal.
You did watch Manimal?
I did watch Manimal. Okay, Mark Singer, yes.
Did you see BSD, old BSG?
Oh, no. Beastmaster was Mark Singer.
Yeah, you're thinking
Yes, we did watch the old BSG and Buck Rogers.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. We've got some common ground here now.
Yep.
How about things like
Rockford Files. Yeah, we watched Rockford Files.
Yeah,
Rockford Files.
It was, you know, maybe what it was is that I was watching whatever my folks were watching or what, probably more importantly, what my uncle was watching because he was the guy who set like all my TV taste. MASH.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Happy
interesting.
Days.
That's so interesting.
It was crazy,
so
if
you asked Uncle what he watched during that era, he'd probably say, "Oh yeah, I never watched Dukes of Hazzard." Or
right, yeah, I'm sure, exactly. And it was, you know,
but it wasn't a bad action thing, right? Like there wasn't a person controlling the TV who just hated all those Airwolf and A-Team because of the action.
No, not because of the action. Dukes of Hazzard probably would have fallen into that whole yokel
Rednecks.
Television that
lowest common denominator stuff. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah, Brian grew up in a very elitist
Brian grew up in Bella Air
tiny part of Connecticut with my wife Lovey.
You watch Gilligan's Island, right?
Generally,
it just, some of it seemed too lowbrow and some of it seemed
It's funny because it's not like, you know, Fantasy Island is high Shakespearean theater,
right?
No, it's not actually.
It's no better. No, you know, it's no better than any of these other things. So yeah,
I think it's just happens.
Spencer for Hire, Simon and Simon.
Those were great.
Love
Spencer for Hire.
There was another one like Simon and Simon that we always watched.
It
what
had
was
Commander Sisko in it. He was Man Called Hawk in that Simon or the Spencer for Hire deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Good times.
Was it Riptide?
Riptide.
Simon and Simon the robot. Riptide. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was on right after Simon and Simon, if I remember correctly.
It was.
They had a motorboat and a robot.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King? You ever watch that?
Didn't watch that or Remington Steele or Fat Man and Little Jack or whatever that was.
But Moonlighting.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Loved
Moonlighting. I actually bought all the Moonlighting on DVD.
A show called Fat Man and Little Jack. That would be great. But wait, what about Heart to Heart? You do that one?
I always watched Heart to Heart because I had a thing for Stephanie Powers.
Always watched Heart to Heart. That says a lot.
It's just fascinating to see that because we think of this as a pretty big missing part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
put all those together.
A-Team and Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, I feel like I am the only one of that generation of my generation that didn't watch those because I, you know, you guys all watched them religiously, and
Knight Rider surprises me.
Knight Rider.
Yeah, that totally surprises me. Magnum PI, that totally surprises me.
Right. Right. But yeah. It's funny because it's not like, again, Magnum PI wasn't that much different. It was a stone's throw from Heart to Heart. It was the
Let me tell you about
Magnum. Watch she wrote.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Let me tell you about Magnum PI. Every time it came on, I didn't want to watch it. And after about 15 minutes, I was all into it every time.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing.
That's right. A really good description of Magnum PI.
Yeah.
So here we go. So I'm getting together with my Uncle George and his wife Barb tonight. They're coming up for Halloween. And I'm going to ask
him the remote control
why we didn't watch any of those things. Yeah. I'm curious to hear his.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to record it because I think George is such a card. I'd love to hear it directly from him.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
that should be some good TMS
fodder. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll try and do that. No kidding. I'll record video on my phone as I ask him.
Yeah. He won't be bothered or intimidated by having a phone in his room at all. It'll be fine. All right, we're watching Airwolf. This is going to be Airwolf Season 1, Episode 6 is the way it's listed on Netflix. For those who may be doing a DVD or something else, for you it might be 5. They split the pilot into 2, so they kind of push the numbers down on Netflix. But it is Episode 6, and it's referred to as One Way Express. So that's maybe the better way to make sure you have it. Go cue that up, get it ready, pause it right as you start to see the screen fade in. And we'll meet you back here and start the thing. Oh, you're back. Hi. Welcome back. And now it's time. So let's record this thing.
Welcome back. Okay, we're watching Airwolf, guys.
Yeah. And I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, and go. And go is the word you want to do it on. All right. So here we go. Okay. Begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Helicopter blades.
Yep. Helicopter rising up.
Ooh, it does like a wolf.
Some upbeat synthesizer music if you're watching this with
captions.
So wait a minute. This is the intro? I thought they had a cold open. I guess they didn't in the show.
No, this is it. You might be right. I think some episodes did.
They just go straight into it. And this is Jan Airwolf, Hammer or whatever his name is.
The actual name of the helicopter, or is it the name of the team that has that helicopter?
It's the actual helicopter, right?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Jan Michael Vincent plays the cello? Or
Yes. And his name is Stringfellow Hawk, and he is
drunk
very,
every scene.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy from Archer. Okay, good.
Yep.
That's correct.
And he's in every
Flash
scene.
Dance.
He's drunk in every scene, reportedly. He had a
Ernest Borgnine. Yeah. I'm sold.
Ernest Borgnine is always drunk.
Yeah, $50.
Got $50.
Yep, yeah, there he is. And that's basically the whole credits.
That's all I need to know. Yeah. Oh, yes. Don Bilzeri. Okay, so Quantum Leap pedigree right there.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love this then.
Oh, there's that guy's voice.
Oh, weird. They're doing an intro again.
Right,
so
they're
this
letting
is the
they're,
explanation.
They are recapping the previous episodes for you. Yeah.
In case you didn't know. Briggs the Third.
Of course he has an eye patch, sunglass.
And a white suit.
White suit,
he looks, he looks like the colonel, but with an eye patch.
Oh, he's 34. That helps me.
Look how freaking exciting this is. This makes Blue Thunder look like a boring episode of Magnum PI.
This is the voice of Lance LeGault, by the way. Rest in peace, sir. He is so classic.
I don't know if I recognize him.
He was in Stripes.
Yeah, I can see his face.
I can't picture him at all.
Ooh, is that car or truck? What is it?
That font is badass.
That guy, Goliath.
Is that Goliath?
No, that's not Goliath.
No, that'd be a Knight Rider. Knight Rider had Goliath.
Yeah.
Just wait for
Look
it.
At that. Dude, the font they're using for their credits is awesome.
It's so great, yeah.
That's 80s ass.
That's
font.
That's not it. That's not the one.
Nope.
That's just a regular helicopter.
Yep. Regular Huey.
What in the this is so dumb.
I've never understood how you drive a car off the road by tapping it on the top with a helicopter. They always do that a lot in movies.
Yeah. I don't think you see it in real life.
Yeah, but that's not Airwolf. That's some cheap rinky dink.
Oh, they're filming. If you don't, it'll blow up.
Oh, they're making a movie. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy, he is out of control.
He's really focused, though.
That's not TJ.
TJ Hooker?
CJ.
Oh, Deborah Pratt's in this?
Sure. Who's she?
Look at that little bitty drink.
I know.
Drink.
My straw is larger than my drink.
This was a time before Starbucks was even a thing.
He's got his juice box or whatever. Where was he standing just now?
I don't know.
On the back of a truck?
Oh.
I dig this music.
Well, that guy is standing on the back of a truck.
Oh, he's got to land on it. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to land on it.
No.
You can't land on the back of a truck, morons.
Well.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Whoa.
Toy helicopter down.
Well, that didn't go up according to plan.
Jeez.
Vinny, are you all right?
Okay. He can't land on the back of a truck.
Vinny,
how about
are you
that?
Okay?
Overlapping Chatter. Great name for a band.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever address the how Knight Rider gets into the back of that truck on Mythbusters, didn't they?
Yeah, they tried to do it, and they couldn't do it. Right? Didn't that? Oh, no, they did do it. They got it to work.
It.
Yeah, that created all kinds of sparks and problems, though.
That was a really seriously good depiction of the whole thing. That, like, action on TV used to be so gritty.
Do you think they don't do that as much now because they were willing to put more people at risk back then?
Well, and nobody would be that entertained by this if you just did this
man,
again.
Man, that fur jacket, man. What is... He is so Hollywood. Yeah. Look at that thing. Yeah. Hello, Simon on my hips.
That's made with real Tom Selleck back hair.
They used to harvest it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Maurice, did you bring the barbecue?
This looks like Nevada, possibly Arizona, maybe Utah.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy looks familiar. The actor on the right. Who do we know him from?
He's one of the guest stars, right?
You know who that is? That's the actor who plays Mark Twain in the TNG shows.
Ooh, wow.
I think that's him.
Star Trek.
That's impressive.
Put the mustache on him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, here's voice. That's totally him. Oh, I understand, Mr. Data.
Mr. Data, we found your head in a building down the street.
That was very weird. Guinan. Guinan, give me an HJ. Why did I just say that out loud? Why did I just say that?
Oh, we're watching Airwolf.
I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was doing there. Good gosh, Scott.
Ooh, oh, that's some that stock footage.
Shot. Oh, yeah. Let me put my hand on my heart.
Oh.
By the way, Brian Hibbett, Stringfellow Hawk lives out on a lake.
Yes, and he likes art.
Yeah, he hangs paintings everywhere. It looks like a Harry Potter scene. Look at this. Oh, they're all going to be moving and looking at him.
He's more sophisticated than you might think.
Well, for 34.
So where they live together here in this cabin? Or
no, only Stringfellow Hawk lives here.
Okay.
Out by himself where he's a sensitive musician.
Yes.
Seriously.
True story.
Where he parts that thing he's wearing on his head.
Look at that hair. That is just
that's
beautiful.
Epic, dude.
Swayze hair right there. Yeah.
So.
Wait, hold on. So,
like Coach Taylor.
Randy, does $50 come out and pick him up in the helicopter all the time? Is that what they, or does he fly out there?
They helicopter to and from this place.
Okay.
They're always trying to keep him on because he's always talking about quitting, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so Dominic here owns Santini Air, which provides general helicopter services, and they've got Airwolf stashed out in the middle of the Utah desert.
Yeah.
In that mountain.
Oh, that's right. There's a mountain with a cave hole in it thing.
And they always show the Transformer scene where they go to it and it's like, we have the Airwolf, and it...
So this is usually what goes down. He'll sit in there and complain about how it's really tearing him apart to do these jobs. This happens almost every episode.
God, you don't know how drunk I am.
Didn't he just die? When did we lose...
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Borgnine, a couple years ago, or last year.
I like Borgnine a lot.
That building says E.
It's a bunch of E's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's totally that guy.
Why are you making fun of my name? I'm Stringfellow Hawk. What's so funny about that name?
Look at all this alcohol. Look at the booze.
Look at Sunny D in a fancy bottle.
You have any purple stuff?
$50. I'll go to the store and get some for you.
Some purple stuff.
I'm not going to give you any. I'm not even going to drink this drink now. Gonna put it down.
I've lost my taste for Sunny D.
So to catch us up here, they're arranging a movie stunt because the other guy couldn't pull it off, but it turns out it's actually a heist or something.
Right. Thanks, Scott.
Is that the whole
twist.
Deal? Okay. Why is there a
twist? Yeah, we're not supposed to know that yet.
But why is there a penis sculpture behind him?
Why is there not a penis sculpture behind you?
Oh, it looks like a... Oh,
how do you say that? Yeah,
it's a lady with the boobs.
It's a little penisy.
It's phallic-y. I'll give you that.
It's a little phallic-y.
Head laughs.
Oh, look at that mustache.
This Stringfellow Hawk, if that is his real name,
is is it bothering you guys that this is all caps on the closed caption?
It's always all caps.
Is it?
Yeah. That way they don't have to figure out, like, all right, what's a proper name? And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's, all, it's lazy.
It's always been like this. Yeah, it's lazy butts. Taking the time to go close caption a bunch of old Airwolf episodes. I guess they probably had that already. But.
Man, I really like Ernest Borgnine's boots. I had those.
Yeah,
boots.
I did too. I saw those a few minutes ago. Those things are fantastic.
You can see
snakeskin, right?
You can see his boobs.
His boots. Cowboy boots.
Oh.
Boots.
He says boots.
Cowboy boots, no belt.
Yeah, he had a cool swagger to him.
Yeah. He's one of those old style barrel chested movie actors.
Yeah.
With bug eyes.
With the brownest.
Really convinces the audience.
Dark eyebrows and the grayest hair. It's just great. Mm-hmm.
Look at those seats. I love those seats. What are those? Like director's chairs, but not.
Big, wide leather strap chairs, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was an ugly-ass office, dude. That is seriously gross.
Really, yeah.
At one point.
Especially those curtains. What good are those curtains, really?
None.
For catching smoke. Stinking to high heaven. I've got it. Hey, it's Al from Happy Days.
Hey, he just died yesterday.
Yeah, he just passed away.
Al Molinaro did?
Yesterday's 96 years old.
96. At first, I was very sad. I was like, oh, he passed. I'm like, oh, 96. I hope I make it to 96.
90s. Yeah, if he made it to 96, I'm good.
Coffee. That guy is always drinking something. He must be very thirsty.
It was chunky, by the way. He's chewing.
Yep. Why do wise guys always wear suit and tie? There's no need for it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Professional. It's orange juice.
Oh.
Captain Picard.
I mean. No wonder it's pulpy.
I'd like to see the inside of this ship you've described. Guinan? That's going to weird me out.
Oh,
the
he's
whole.
Got one too.
Mr. Maurice.
Does he peddle orange juice? I mean, why is he so.
Yeah, what is the deal with the orange juice?
What is the deal? The
Minute Maid product
What's
placement.
The deal?
Where do you get money envelopes like that? Need one.
Well, you don't want them to be like in a really big manila envelope because they won't stay stacked. They'll like spread out and you'll have to pull them out and collect them.
I feel like Gangsters Are Us for money envelopes like that.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Mr. Stoner.
Mr. Stoner.
That's great. The names in the...
But I love your barbecue.
The names in the show are funny. Like Stringfellow Hawk is a really weird name.
Yeah.
Stringfellow?
But it tells the character. He plays the cello and he flies. So, I mean, it's everything you need.
What'd they
know.
Call him in high school?
And he's a fella.
Stringy?
Stringy.
Shorten it up to fellow.
That's some short
Deborah right there, isn't it?
I don't know. That's like, this is like the Hooters of the 80s. Jeez, man. That's some
oh, maybe
80s
Hooters.
Shorty short. Look at that. Look at that, baby.
Yeah. Hey, look at that guy.
Look at him games.
Go all the way up to her. All the way up.
He's drinking orange juice again. What the hell is it with his deal with the orange juice?
I don't know. It's going to come out again. It has
just
to.
Just for breakfast anymore.
Is it screwdrivers? Is that what it's supposed to be?
These guys.
You're
so
the
wait,
best
they're hedging
glaring.
Their bets by getting both pilots?
This is so my parents' adult life. Everything about what I see here. The clothes, right. The suits, the hair, that mustache.
Does your mom have a mustache like that?
There's a dimple on that guy.
These just look like the adults of my childhood.
True story.
On TV, in real life, my family... Related family members, they'd all come over wearing suits like that. Their hair would
drinking OJ.
Yeah.
Drinking OJ, getting totally snackered. He's so breathy when he talks. Yeah. You fly.
He's a pretty good unexpected Trek connection.
It's always the money.
Scoffs.
Scoffs.
I love the
That's
Those
great.
Are lowercase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you do that then.
Mm-hmm.
If you did it the other way, it'd be like, scoffs!
Right. Do you think they just get the scripts and just like there's a program that automatically loads the scripts in here?
Yeah. I think they have data from back then when they do closed captioning and they just put that data and filter it however they want, parse it however they want. They can recap everything and.
I'll tell you the worst closed caption read is anytime you're watching like daytime TV, man, those people don't even try.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and it's done live, right?
It is, yeah.
Or nearly live.
More scoffing.
I wouldn't have called that a scoff.
No.
So, also, listen, the closed captioning's for if you're deaf, right?
Right.
I saw what he did. He didn't.
Right. If he did scoff, I think it's like, That's not a scoff face.
No, that was just a shake his head like, oh, I'm disappointed in you face. Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Well, with your mouth closed would be a start.
Jeez, they're so married.
They really are married, dude. He's licking his butt.
We don't need to see your peanut butter sandwich, Ernest.
Okay, actor breath. You know, I always like to talk about the actor breath. There's his is totally peanut butter breath for sure.
I'm pretty sure he's got it screwed in wherever he's screwing down.
You think
peanut
you got it already?
Sandwiches and scotch.
That's a weird combo. The One Piece grease monkey suits.
Pilot onesie.
He wants to do it with them?
Yep.
Yeah, I would laugh too.
Hands off my equipment.
Now, see, this is where they always try to use a regular copter to begin with, and then they have to go back and get Airwolf. I remember being disappointed in Airwolf a lot because I remember they would always wait. They were always like 40 minutes in before they would bring the stupid copter out.
Right.
That's happening now.
That's pretty much every episode, though.
Yep. Copter tease.
He's great, dude.
You've got a gap in your teeth.
I'm amazed that Jen Michael Vincent hasn't had like a movie comeback kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. He was a mess for a long time.
He was, wasn't he? Like
drugs and alcohol stuff. Yeah, he was real bad. Apparently, in this show, he was always drunk.
Right,
and that's why they didn't do a second. What was the deal? They wouldn't renew it because of that, and otherwise the show
constantly
had good ratings.
Looks like he's drunk, but he's focusing on not appearing to be drunk. So he always, at all times, this character looks like he's just been pulled over by a cop.
Yep.
I'm not officer drunk.
What's the problem,
just trying to get
officer?
Home, officer.
Yeah, just. Okay, dumb.
Suck it.
String,
that's what he called him. String. Does that mean his middle name is Fellow?
Sad music in these episodes. Every episode, Brian, has sad music.
Really?
For no reason.
Were these two away sad Airwolf music?
Yeah, they'll have makeup sex later. It's fine.
Yeah,
they totally. Won't be mad at
I know. Commercial for Ronco.
It'll be totally fine.
Or Grizzly Adams. I'm not drunk.
Every article of clothing in my closet is white.
That's true. That's correct about this character.
It's totally true.
That rule about
shirt.
Labor Day? Bah.
Damn
that
it.
It's a little bit off white.
I told you not to buy grape juice. You know I only wear white. Rah.
Those are fake glasses.
Yeah.
They're all flat. Who you do you, punk? Does it bother you, fake glasses? Does it bother you guys?
Yeah.
I see it every time in every movie.
Why is he wearing them at all? Just have the patch.
Well, patch is.
This is like, that's a waste of your time. Why would you wear that?
So I like that he's got
So these guys, I think the story is these two were Vietnam.
No.
Right. No?
The whole deal with, his name just totally escaped me.
White man. Say it. White guy.
White guy.
White guy. Just call him white guy.
With Archangel. The whole deal with Archangel is
Archangel.
That he is their connection to the CIA, and he is the only person who can help Dominic find his brother. I'm sorry, who can help Stringfellow Hawk find his brother.
Yeah.
So who owns Airhawk?
Airwolf?
Airwolf.
So
Airhawk.
The government...
Look at
Hawk.
I know I haven't seen this show before. Have you guys?
The government owns Airwolf.
Shut up.
The government owns Airwolf, but Stringfellow Hawk is essentially squatting on it, and they are granting him the privilege of using it at their discretion.
Okay.
Right. Regina.
China. Man, there's a lot of hanging out and yapping in this one.
Yeah.
Everyone.
So there's two action scenes in every episode?
Every episode, yeah.
Did we already see one? Or is that just like
no,
set up?
Okay,
good. Scenes in action.
Yeah.
It's like Lou Ferrigno only appears twice in every Incredible Hulk episode.
It's just amazing. Like, I think you'd get made fun of if you just inserted a serious character in a television show nowadays who only wore all white.
Yes.
My God. You think?
An eyeglass eye patch.
And there are episodes, I want you to know, there's episodes where he's wearing a white hat, too.
Of course.
For real?
What about the hat?
Is that hair real? Well, the hair's not real, is it?
Who cares? It's beautiful.
How come that part is like forked?
Sweet mustache.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty hot. Oh my gosh, dude. What?
There's a lot of talk about wanting. He sounds drunk.
He does.
He's drunk, at all times.
There was an actor who said that the secret to playing drunk in movies is to not act like you're drunk, but to act like you're trying not to be drunk.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, maybe, when they were interviewing for Leaving Las Vegas or something, maybe. Yeah,
there may it have is. Been him.
There's Airwolf. We finally see it.
He's trying to clear his head.
That looks like Utah.
It is.
Is it Utah?
Oh, I forgot about it. They always have talking voices in his head. I forgot about they do that.
Oh, no, really?
He's flying Airwolf to clear his head, which is full of other people's voices.
I forgot about that, too. No, I really hate it.
Oh, that helicopter.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty neat. It wasn't an actual like No, I don't mean an actual helicopter. I know that, but it wasn't it like
look at it, it's flying right there. Look at it.
Wasn't it like an actual like what's the word I'm looking
model?
For? Not a model, like a.
Whoa, God! I hope he's not flying this badly, as badly as the cameras make it look like he's flying.
It looks like I've been smoking some pot. Look at his eyes,
little red.
Yeah. Scott, it's just a Bell 222, and they put some like
a ground effects kit on it.
Just got fenders on it.
Okay. So it's an actual chopper, just
yeah.
Okay,
it's
and it looks more like a shark than a wolf,
right?
Yeah,
or a white what is the great killer whale?
Mm-hmm, killer whale. But I guess that would sound stupid.
Air whale.
Air whale.
His hair is looking a little flatter in this scene.
It is. He took a nap in the trailer.
Sleeping off his
a drunk
product
nap.
Is about to run out. Yeah.
Whoa. No.
I can't do that.
Why would you say we're doing this stuff all over the world? Yours will be in California. Just say yours is in California.
Yours is right here.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere, buddy.
There's a lot of drama in this drama.
It's... Mm-hmm.
A lot of squint and eye and
kind of strikes me as BS a little bit.
So far, you guys are not making me regret.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to regret watching your wolf.
So far, I feel like I made the right choice.
I know. I live my life wisely.
Yeah, I don't know what it was very popular, but I'm not 100% sure why it was so popular.
Now, did this show come out after the Blue Thunder movie came out, and then this was kind of like their...
Like they were
capitalizing on the popularity of
helicopters? I don't think so.
I'm not sure about that.
Look at that Casio. I bet you could add stuff
there,
on that.
But they came out at the same time, and the point is that there was a phase of ninja stuff. There was a phase of helicopter stuff.
Okay.
And what we all thought was so damn cool was the idea that a civilian hotshot who was former military had control of a supersonic, heavily armed vehicle, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is more commando than anything, right?
According to Wikipedia, let's see.
Oh, now they're going to have it out because I'm doing the job and you're not. Meh.
This is great. There's a video game based on Airwolf. Guess what they get? It was an Atari 8-bit game made by a company called Elite. Guess what they did to make it?
What did they do?
They took a Blue Thunder video game and reskinned it.
Nice.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Suck it, Blue Thunder.
They took the helicopter, made it, instead of being blue, they made it kind of this mauve thing, and they called it Airwolf. That's great. I think
I saw more scoffing.
Pretty sure that Blue Thunder mauve came first.
Now, the funny thing, Brian, of it is this is the season when they had money. I'll have you know, later on, they stopped spending any money making this show, and it
gets even more cheap. Why didn't we watch one of those?
Because there was a lot where they got like a lot more talk
of Airwolf, and they're just flying around going.
I think they, all they did was
the
use
a guy's voice doing Foley.
I think all they used back then, or I think all the changes, they had them talk a lot more, and they used footage from the first season.
Ooh, there's a fight
more than this,
dude. Oh. Ernest Borgnine just punched you in the face.
Yeah,
what you gonna do? Oh yeah, he was always dealing with being old. That was his thing. I'm old
and relevant. I was in Smokey and the Bandit. No, I was in Convoy. Can't even remember.
No, forget it. I'm out of here. Yeah.
More sad music.
No caption for sad music or
there
music
is action spells. In this thing, right?
Yeah,
this
is bird. This bird.
There's your action.
Oh, look at that.
That's not how you play that.
Just this scene.
It's just amazing.
It's painting. It's terrible.
Cello. White boots.
It's terrible.
And the colonel.
And the colonel in the 80s kitchen.
Wow. I want to go back and screen capture that shot. That was
just
You know what? He needs a love interest.
He gets
some lady who's like just screwing all of his stuff up.
I think his love interest.
You think all that art's stolen? he's like a thief and he's like collecting stolen stuff.
His hair keeps changing. Not his. The
string fellow?
John Michael.
String
plucker.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. He plays the stringed instrument, string fellow. He flies a helicopter, a hawk.
Right.
Oh, F that noise. That's stupid.
Hysterical, Scott. What are you talking about?
It never occurred to me till today that's why he's called
that. That's so funny.
Why not? Because you don't know how to?
That's because they take up a whole room and they're in like a building.
I like that he has a little cubby hole to put his instrument.
Who is he again? What's his point?
Archangel?
He's always trying to talk him into doing stuff that for their agenda, the CIA agenda.
So he works for the government.
He works for the CIA or did.
All right.
He is now loosely attached to the CIA.
All right.
Kind of like his
turd. But isn't there an Archer character that looks just like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You think it's based on that?
Left homage to him, maybe?
Yeah, all Archer characters are homages to different parts of James Bond TV shows.
Orange juice, boss.
Exactly. You've got some orange juice. It's real good.
Really thirsty. And this is the smallest tie that I could find.
Right. My tie. I was starting way too high.
We are never going to know what was up with orange juice in this episode. We'll never know.
I think we might have missed something. I think it's putting vodka or something in it.
Abbey Tavern.
Everybody here is named Abby.
That's some big hair right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trying to pick up a lady telling about being a filmer, producer.
She's pretty. Who is she?
She's pretty.
That might be Deborah Pratt. So Deborah Pratt is the one who does she married Don Belisario, and she does the voice at the beginning of every episode of Quantum Leap that says, Sam Beckett stepped into the particle accelerator.
Deborah.
I think that might be her, yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah.
She look like now.
She still looks good.
I love that this is just all a big joke about people who.
This must have been like 5 minutes before people started doing the big hair thing in the front for ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's cute. Mm-hmm. She looks like a L'Oreal commercial to me. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
The what commercial?
A L'Oreal commercial.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Because I'm worth it. You guys remember those?
Oh, totally do, yeah.
Terrible.
I don't really need this cane.
Don't go near me with any of your food items. Don't get on my suit. Here at the CIA, we... He is terrible.
Yeah.
Is that a video game?
I just heard an 8-bit video game.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, she was printing out something because she knows how to use the computer.
She was pretending to like the film director.
Mm. Oh, it was all just to get information.
Yeah.
She's also a ketchup stain just waiting to happen.
She's all white as well. I guess that's her. There we go. Geez, you want to talk about standing out? We're all white.
All right. Bakersfield, that's where all the meth is, right? That's what I always hear.
It's apparently where all the gold is that goes out on trains.
I always hear that Bakersfield's where, in California, if you want to go get all the meth, that's where you go. And then also, Grand Theft Auto 5.
It was a little too excited about that. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
GTA 5 had kind of a Bakersfield ripoff, and it was all like the meth place.
Oh, I would have gone for Stockton myself, but, you know.
Santini Air. Oh, I forgot about it. He has that red, white, and blue. Yeah, the helicopter over there. Kind of like that one, too. I can't wait to get emails from the helicopter aficionados who will tell us.
Or the Bakersfield residents.
Like P39.
The people from Bakersfield who think I'm full of crap.
There's no math here. Have you seen my teeth?
Are they going to fly that damn thing?
No, not that one.
Or whatever. They got to get in there. Oh, okay.
We're already more than halfway through this episode.
I told you they don't bring Airwolf out until like 40 minutes in.
That's not good. That's bad.
I love how serious they are.
Yeah. This is some angry acting. Well, angry acting from Borgnine.
Shut up.
He's great.
Nope. Airwolf comes in at 33.
Did you look ahead?
Yeah, I did.
You're going to mess up your...
No. You just mouse over top of the timeline. It'll show you the little pictures and stuff.
T-minus 2 minutes to Airwolf.
Which one?
We need a montage.
A ding dong.
I don't think that's what this is.
Stringfellow Hawk is going to war.
Wow. Blackface okay in the 80s?
Right? Apparently so. They're always blanks. Good. That's all I got to say about that.
French fried taters. I am so high on Billy Bob Thornton right now because of that first season.
Because of Fargo.
He was so good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Riveting. I want to see that thing he's in with Sandra Bullock now. That political deal. Mm-hmm. Is that the sound they make? All right, someone's in a helicopter, finally.
Yeah.
No, finally helicopters in
the
helicopter.
Star of the show.
At least it's a helicopter.
It's like an A-team episode without the A-team in it. Or, you know, like Knight Rider where Michael Knight is nowhere to be found.
We almost watched one of those.
Or the car is out. Like, oh no, there's no car in Knight Rider this week. Sorry, everyone.
Camel toe.
I asked for white chocolate.
Good times.
By the way, if you catch a shot of his watch, the face of his watch is plain white.
Seriously. Really no hands or anything?
So why is his cane all wooden?
Yeah, that should be white too.
You're right. It should have been ivory or something. Yeah.
Ivory or crystalline something.
At least ivory handle.
But that handle makes a good back scratcher.
It does. Look at
Brian, you're not wrong about the camel toe. Get away, camera up.
Right.
Yeesh.
Because I'm worth it.
Coffee.
Terrible camel toe. Because I'm worth it.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, that makes sense. Yeah. Train on the tracks. Yeah, it makes sense.
How come he's
on his face keeps changing? It's like he's Rorschach.
Yeah.
I forgot about his Jeep.
That's some pretty sweet screen screening.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So again, Airwolf is stashed inside.
Not that mountain, but you think it is.
Oh, it's not inside that mountain?
It looks like it, but it's not.
Because that's the first place I'd look if I saw that mountain.
Yeah. Right? It's in here, isn't it?
I'd go right into that giant hole big enough to have a Jeep drive in it.
That has tracks leading up to it. Yeah.
I think I'm with you.
See, I'm telling you, killer whale.
Is that Airwolf? That is Airwolf.
That is Airwolf.
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 This is my Airwolf.
Electronic beeping.
this was so cool.
It was really cool at the time.
Music. Here comes the music. They're doing the thing. They're doing the thing. Let's see. Go ahead and wait. It was 33 minutes.
Engine accelerating.
Seriously, like, just sit forward on the couch and start kneeling on the floor. You're a little kid and you're seeing this helicopter and the insides and it's working and the music.
You're not wrong.
I watched 30 minutes of boring shit to get to this part. I can't wait.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, when you're a kid.
Is Jan Hammer, did he do the music for this?
Oh, good question. It is very Jan Hammer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder. Let's find out. Score.
Airwolf. Here's a lame copter.
It was not made by him. It was made by Sylvester Levy.
I don't know that person for anything else.
Eugene's brother. Just kidding. No, really.
That guy laughs a lot. Thanks, closed caption.
Life and career compositions. He did. Oh, he did Scarface. That's crazy. Sound. He did the Flashdance soundtrack collaboration with Giorgio Moroder. Yeah.
So, speaking of Michael Cimbello from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. So they were trying to land on the truck so they could get a pilot who would be good enough to land on the train, and so they ended up getting Stringfellow Hawk, and they've double crossed him. Is that right?
And they've just gone straight to saying you're going to land on a train. Heck with the truck.
Yeah.
And he's got a scary clown with teeth on his jacket. What is that?
Oh, yeah, he's a juggalo.
Yeah. And everywhere he goes.
He's just a juggalo.
Somebody has to have done a parody video about that.
I'm sure. I was just thinking the same thing.
They have to have.
Yeah.
It's the internet.
We don't have cell phones.
Quickly.
CBs.
Get my white flight suit. We're going to London.
What do you call him?
Whitey.
Oh, no, get out of here.
Cracker.
Shit.
Archcracker.
Archcracker. I am the Lord of Crackers. I don't like mustache guy. Well, they're holding a gun to him?
Why yes.
I missed that part.
Yes, they have double-crossed him. Everybody now knows that it's a heist.
So wait,
stoners?
Why didn't they, when they were doing the other thing, were they actually filming a film with the guy that fell off and then they hired him?
Right.
This is dumb.
They're using them. Yeah, they were.
But what were they? Filming an actual movie with the semi and the thing in the opening scene.
I guess they needed a cover for what they were doing.
Yes.
Because you can't go and fly into.
Well, that looks like.
Right. The movie is a cover for a gold heist.
Very most accurate speedometer ever. The knees like some bent.
Precise granular readings on that.
Right, exactly.
Something my dad had in the garage I never understood.
You want me to land on that?
I guess the main point you're supposed to take away from this is that he can do this.
Right.
Because he's Jan Michael Vincent. Who's
you guys have any idea
drunk.
How drunk I am right now?
Yeah.
This is not a good idea.
This is a bad idea, guys.
A commercial break.
Commercial. Okay,
honestly,
we're back.
I just think this is a great stunt in general. Like,
sure,
for the early 80s, for any time,
it's one they'd CGI now.
Yeah,
it's
like
for
Spy
sure.
Hunter when you're trying to drive into the back of the truck to have your wheels fixed.
Those guys don't cool. like truckers. Why am I so intense right now? I'm like,
I am nervous as hell.
You did it. Most ineffectual way
to you like a helicopter just landed on us.
And he looks at his rearview mirror and doesn't see the huge flying vehicle on top of his truck trailer.
And the truck didn't slow down at all. How many tons?
I don't know what that was. Let's just keep driving here at High Desert.
There's got to be easier ways to hijack a truck than freaking land a helicopter
that's
on it.
Fast way 7, easier. Dude. That's how
How's my landing? Call 1-800.
That was my landing.
Okay, so are they going to do a train to kill
him? Oh, right. Hello.
There's a man outside my door.
He's got a little tiny gun.
Why don't they just disconnect
if
the truck?
If he slammed on the brakes, wouldn't that helicopter just slip right off the front of the truck?
Fall off and slide, cut everybody's heads off. Ooh,
what
look
is
at that?
That's you know what that is? That's the middle part of Kit's thing.
That's what it looks like.
High desert trucking.
Computing.
Such a high-res picture of Jim Belushi there.
Yeah, I was going to say, like very it. Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Well, they didn't
I'm
see
out.
Me.
You guys are a bunch of suckers.
Fasten.
Howdy.
What's he going to do?
Uh-oh. That's what I was gonna. That's what I was gonna do anyway. We were gonna.
Yeah, let me get him. I'll just shoot him across my waist.
He's got to be dead. Oh, this is Vinny who screwed it up
last
time.
Taking off is easy.
This is the guy that screwed it up.
So they already took off.
No, not yet. No, got to get my bag out.
Just for a moment about how much extra weight they put on that trailer.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly what I thought. I'm assuming no you could way. Go, well, they're still lifting it with the propeller or something like that. I don't know.
I'm just saying there's no way it's designed to hold that.
Yeah.
This must have been
plus
fun.
Any curve, any turn they make, that thing's going off the side.
That's not fast enough. Why not?
Why aren't you using the turbo thrusters?
Because
I wonder
has
if
to,
they'll use the turbo thrusters
to
by
that.
The end of this episode.
Yeah, I think he might be onto something.
He's too old. He's too old, and he's got one of those copper bracelet thing. It looks like too.
He's falling. See, yeah, look, my arthritis is acting up.
You just killed me.
I heard that's if you wear those, it helps.
So there's nothing like covering his mouth. There's the
nope, not picking
there's
you up. Nope,
chunk of metal that's like in front of his mouth, but nothing's actually. Yet he has a hose connected to the back of his helmet.
Yes. That's right.
Does not have landing gear?
That's where he's. That's where he drinks his orange juice. Here. I see you.
Don't put down the wheels. Put down
here,
the wheels.
Here. No,
you have
no,
to
no.
Put down the wheels.
What does that mean? What does
wheels?
That mean?
Please don't land. Please don't land what's without that? Putting down the what wheels.
It? What is this? What are you talking
about?
No.
M, YMCA, M. Look, I'm village
oh!
people.
Oh!
This is the stupidest thing we've ever watched.
I don't fly helicopters.
We have somehow found the derpiest episode of Airwolf. This is amazing.
That is really stupid.
Idiot. Move.
Get out of the chair. Get out of that chair. I'm flying.
Move.
Grandpa.
Wasn't that a thing?
Now, this would cause the helicopter to fall through.
Why don't they just stop the truck? Why don't they just... Well, because they're tracking the speed...
Let's fight and argue more.
Then we'll make out.
Then we'll make out.
Battle zone right behind me.
Beep, boop, beep. They keep saying High Desert Trucking Company in full sentences as if there's someone's paying them to do that, but that's a fake company.
Yeah. It's a trucking company that operates in the high desert.
High Desert Trucking Company? Why don't we go to lunch to the McDonald's Corporation?
Both turbos? I can't steer with both turbos on.
Oh. Airwolf and turbo speed.
All right, this could get interesting.
Oh, ooh, we're going to lower
it. Okay, so good thing they stacked all
the bars.
Those gold
bars are all right at the top of the truck.
Right. Good thing they're all floating at the top of the truck. Bears.
Man.
What?
Apparently, okay, so 30 years ago, 8 to 10 bars of gold would be worth all this.
Well,
would it be worth it today?
I don't think so. This is a lot of risk to take to get 8 to 10 bars of gold.
Good? Yeah.
He's wearing blue blockers, isn't he?
Well, that's not funny, man. I don't know why you're laughing.
Yeah, it's not funny at all.
See ya, sucker.
Oh! There goes that
man.
Guy.
That's too bad.
This was so bad.
It was brutal. No, head. Stay down. How could you?
Oh, they stopped for him?
So that's the reason why. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's why they couldn't stop. They had like a speed situation going on. Oh, that's that lady.
That's the wife. That's the wife.
That's right. That's Don Belisario's wife, right?
Correct.
There.
Yep. I've seen her in pictures. That's totally her.
I've seen her in pictures.
Nudie pictures.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I have.
What a great posture for holding that gun.
That's what I was thinking too. Not a good idea.
Oh my goodness! Did Airwolf just did a flyby,
and it sounded like a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they flew away from the desert and did a turnaround over a meadow.
Yeah, dude. At the time, this thing was so cool.
And oh goodness,
chicken.
Now they're back in the desert.
They're playing chicken with helicopters.
Oh. Yeehaw! Oh. Jester's dead.
Hello. Hi there.
Usually that helicopter would have a chain gun, but it doesn't. No.
Oh. Airwolf is completely impenetrable. Like, people shoot it all the time, and it doesn't even scratch.
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent laughs. Just smiles.
Ooh,
and laughs.
Turbo time.
My favorite time is turbo time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that thing was really cool looking in the day. An awful day in the summer, though. That looks awful out there.
Yes. He's both. Yes to both. He's crazy and he's going to kill you. Yep. That's true.
Hard enough. I'm landing
this thing on another truck.
It'd be funny if he landed on an even smaller truck. Like there's a pickup truck down in the dirt.
Chain guns. Why are they up? Why does he not want to do chain guns? Oh, they just want to kill
him. Because he doesn't.
These miniatures.
Right. A missile would just blow it out of the sky. He just wants to take it down. Right. Oh, and they got to use the effect where they do the running bullets in the dirt.
I love that. TV's so different now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mean good?
It's so different.
Linear.
Yeah, here comes that running bullets
don't
thing.
Don't do it.
Okay. How did he miss? I don't understand how you... Mm-hmm. I know he missed on purpose, but how?
Yeah, uh-huh. Do it again.
Because he's Stringfellow Hawk.
Stringfellow.
Wow. Oh, good. He is really
terrifying.
Taking a chance.
That is terrifying.
Like, and it's a dude out in the desert. He doesn't have the gold bars on him.
Man, why is he running like that?
Cat and mouse.
Don't point a gun at Airwolf when it's pointing back at you.
Mm-hmm. So does he ever actually push that force trim button?
Yes.
Yes.
The missiles are connected to a button that has a button guard.
Oh, I love those. We flip up the mm-hmm. button guard and then shoot the missiles.
Yeah.
Dang gun.
Hey, he's a stupid gun.
Stupid gun.
Busted gun.
He's blinking because he's drunk.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, there's some red eyes there.
Boy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take that he's struggling with the demons within.
Yeah.
But, you know. He's actually just drunk.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you just mowed him down. I was just kidding. I don't want to die.
Watch, I'm going to shoot the hat off his head.
I was joking. It's fine.
All right. Now why he has to land that piece of shit, run.
And take out that piece of junk.
Oh.
Wow.
But we rented that. Why would you
lose our damage deposit? You take it back.
Why don't you come pick him up?
There was a joke.
Deliver.
I thought Ernest Borgnine was in the back of Airwolf.
He is.
Yes.
Okay.
He was just talking to Archangel back in the
cabin. He's talking to White Clothes McGee. Dude, what are we doing here? This isn't a real outdoor set.
We are suddenly having a completely different TV show.
This is not an outdoor set.
No, it's not.
I love those.
Yep.
It's like old Westerns used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are at the homestead.
That rock back there weighs like half a pound.
He's wearing
getting old, Stringfellow.
Wearing our sunglasses for a reason.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We should be wearing gloves.
Wow.
That was terrible.
That was
terrible, dude.
Seriously.
Juice. It does a body good.
Here's some scenes from the show you just watched.
In case you forgot.
It's just hard to believe how bad it was.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Remember the scene when I opened the briefcase and tucked into the walkie-talkie?
Yeah.
I was happy. It was a happy time.
This is a really bad tip.
Hey, remember that time I ate a sandwich?
Turkey taste.
It's a bad TV show, guys.
Remember the star of the show?
Yeah, remember him?
Exactly.
He's barely there. Yeah, have you seen him lately? You got to look at pictures of him now. It's kind of frightening.
Jan Michael Vincent. Did he do one of those celebrity rehab things? For some reason, I'm thinking he did.
Might have. I may be thinking of Eric Roberts, though. Yeah. Belisarius. Oh, wow. All right. Well, there you go.
Oh,
good job, 80s. You made a bunch of crap, and we thought it was good when we were there.
I just want to say that anybody who hasn't watched Airwolf in a long time and you had fond memories of it.
Yeah. Nice job. You tied your wagon to the wrong horse.
You are not kidding about how Jan Michael Vincent looks now.
Yeah, it's rough.
So, damn. What's up with him?
That's some hard living.
Describe him for the listeners.
let's see. How can you do this? Oh, gosh.
Imagine drinking all your life. Well, being really angry.
His Twitter, Airwolf for Life.
What choice does he have?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. It's at Airwolf 4, the number 4, Life.
Yeah.
Right.
And the picture he's using, this can't be his own.
He's so gristly. I love it. I think he's great.
No, this has to be.
Is it fake?
Yeah, this has got to be fake.
It's like he's had about 10 strokes.
I have only one effing leg. This Twitter shit is my ticket back to Hollywood. By the way, I really effing flew Airwolf.
But it's true that he lost a leg, right?
Yeah, he got in a car accident and lost a leg.
Did he?
Yeah. It was a drunk driving thing, I want to say.
A drunk driving thing.
But I mean, this Twitter feed is current all the way up to October 26th. I mean, somebody, you know.
He was a, wow. Here, I'll send you a photo.
It's bad. Like looking at him now, it's bad.
Yeah, he's had a rough time.
It's unfortunate.
Addict his whole life. Really had a hard time in Hollywood because of it. Never got any good roles. But for a while there, he was like Tiger Beat and like, you know, teen sensation dude before getting this job. And had it kind of going on, but nope, not so much now. Oh, there he is in a couch with his one leg that's fake. Weird.
This Twitter feed is fantastic, though.
I'm going to follow it. I like parody accounts a lot.
I really like reminding all the kids at home that if you completely bathe your skin on your face in tobacco smoke and sunlight, you too will look like crap later.
Yep. Everybody's saying that you shouldn't live in a basement outside of the sun all the time. Maybe they're wrong. We'll see.
Have a look at the Twitter post I just threw into Skype.
Let's see.
Does he do selfies? Because that would be great.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Okay, clicking
in. Oh, Jan Michael Vincent.
Let's see. Is it Dropbox thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure is. Oh, I'll get a sign on.
There's no way.
I'm going to follow.
No, this can't be.
It's not real. There's no
way that he has a huge pile of fake legs in his backyard.
Yeah. But it's an amazing idea. The one that I'm going to adhere to and embrace for the rest of my life.
Whoever's maintaining this account has been doing it for a long time. I am.
Hey, sirs.
It's the best example I have ever seen of how Twitter should troll the world by putting a little blue check mark next to an account.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Verify that guy is the actual Jan Michael Vincent.
That's incredible. All right. Well, there's your episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope we had fun at BlizzCon. This is all happening while we're there. Or I guess we just got home because it'd be Sunday. Hopefully it all.
By the way, Donald Trump is going to be so upset when he finds out that somebody's been parroting him with a blue check mark.
Oh, and right?
Oh, really?
No, he's kidding, but I would not be surprised sometimes. I think about I read his account and I go, that's not really him doing that, is it?
That's no way.
It seems like a parody account. It feels fake. But it's real. And that's what people want.
Make great America great again.
That's the end of this. We're done. We're out. Filmsack.com. Go there. Enjoy yourselves. We'll be back with another regular episode. I don't know what our next movie is. I don't know what we're doing, but it'll come. It'll happen.
I don't know. I just saw old Jan Michael Vincent with one leg, and I don't know anything.
You've seen all you need to see.
Well, I could pull it up here. I've got it right here in front of me. After Monster Squad is Badass 2.
Oh, hey.
Oh, really?
Provided that's still on Netflix.
Yeah, it should
nice.
Be.
I'm looking forward to Badass 2.
Sure, why
finally,
not?
Finally, followed by Rambo First Blood.
Mm-hmm.
The very first Rambo.
Yeah.
And Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
And The Expendables 3.
All right. I'm in. Those all sound good.
But who knows if this is all dependent on whether
it is streaming today. Badass 2, Badasses, starring Danny Trejo and Danny Glover.
Wow.
Is
the
streaming.
The two named Dannys.
Yep.
Should be badass colon. Just leave it at that. That's badass perfect.
Badass colon.
Badass colon.
Badass colon. 2: there badasses.
You go. That's perfect. Anyway, we'll be back for all of that. Everyone have a fantastic week. Go to filmsack.com, @filmsack on Twitter. And thanks for being here. Rate us everywhere you go. Bye.